Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
The rounds are around.
We're back. I feel better than most.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Most.
Most F.
What's the next, whatever you call it?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Sure.
You can get rice so nice, I gotta say it twice.
No, we already had that.
That was awesome.
All around amazing apricots aligning alligator asparagus.
All around amazing apricots?
Apricots.
Something asparagus?
Aligning.
I wonder what that has to do with.
Aligning!
What?
I can't believe my Twitter was almost hacked.
But it almost.
I saved it. I went hacker mode back, and I hacked it back.
Good for you. All right, I got your meal.
That was quick. You didn't even go anywhere.
But I did, though.
Usually me and him get to talk shit while you leave.
Yeah, not this time, buddy.
Can you score?
Why are you asking like that?
Can you score? Sean, can you name me your top three favorite chicken salads real quick?
Yeah.
Bob, I feel like you don't like chicken salad.
I don't fuck with chicken salad.
I knew he didn't.
Or mayo.
I knew he didn't like.
Fuck with mayo.
I knew he didn't like chicken salad.
What don't you like about mayonnaise?
The taste.
Oh.
Really?
What about tuna salad?
I thought you were going to say the texture.
What about. Do you
like. The only fucking salad I'm fucking with is lettuce.
Lettuce salad. Do you like potato salad?
Nope.
Come on. What about a good macarone salad?
Nope. You want to keep going?
I can't think of any more salads, to be honest.
You like Texas Roadhouse?
Yes.
Do you like their salad?
They have salad there.
Is that lettuce salad?
I just fucking eat the fucking bread, dude.
You know what you do like, dude? You like the macaroni salad with cheese. What's it called?
Mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a salad.
That dude calling mac and cheese macaroni salad's really funny.
Is it not?
Like a gourmet. Like we have
I'm
the finest
with the
macaroni salad.
Sounds like a good menu item.
With our our cheese sauce, our specialty cheese sauce.
Hold the mayo.
Dude, mac and cheese? Cheese on the side?
Can I get macaroni salad? Hold the mayo, add cheese. Please.
All the fixings.
If you warm it up, the cheese tends to melt as well. So if you could do that for me.
You can make
that
happen
for me. Pop it in the microwave. Like, I don't know.
Imagine.
Have you ever heard of Velveeta? You have that back there?
Have you ever imagined? What did it? Imagine,
he lost it.
Imagine having macaroni salad hot on a hot summer day
in
a hot tub.
Oh, my God. How warm can it get?
I can make it hotter.
Hot salad? Hot salad would be...
Steaming out.
Hot salad would be a good band name, dude.
Dude, hot tub looks fucking miserable.
Soggy lettuce? That's a good band name. All right, so recently...
You can buy miniature golf with Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh on the fucking Phillies auction?
Yeah, dude, you can fucking...
Dude, what? I bought something. Oh, I sent it
That's
to you
prostitution.
Guys yesterday.
Yeah, the...
Is that not prostitution?
The ball. No, it's
what
the auction
What are you
house.
Talking about?
They're selling their bodies for mini
yes.
golf?
Yes.
What parts of their body? Can you look that up?
Preferably their arms.
Their joints.
Big joint guy.
I love joints.
Have a catch on the field with Bryson Stott. Who are these people bidding for this stuff?
Rich
Have a
people.
Catch on the field with Bryson Stott. $5,000.
It's rich people.
Come on, bro.
Is that real?
How long are we having this catch for? Because that's a lot of money per throw.
Ideally, at least 3 hours.
<You're>,
3 hour
what
catch?
What if you make his arm all sore and you can't play the next day? You're like, I'm not done. I'm not warm yet.
Like, none of these are even in the area where I'm like...
Worth.
That'd be cool.
It's for rich guys to buy it for their kids. That's all it is.
Play basketball with Taiwan Walker. This guy doesn't play basketball.
How do you know?
$860
Dude, could
bucks?
You imagine if
that's
you
pretty,
fucking
that's not that
if
bad.
You're the reason like fucking like Zach
Zach Wheeler like sprains his ankle or something.
You're like, you're a fan of the fucking Braves. You buy the auction to intentionally hurt this
dude. Trying to push him down and shit. Like, you play him in basketball and you just bully him the whole time?
Bulls barbecue catered pregame party for 40?
That's a lot of barbecue.
A lot of bees, man.
With guest appearance by Greg Luzinski.
Way too many bees.
2.2K? That's not bad. A party for 40 people?
I don't know if I know 40 people.
I was just about to say that.
I know I don't. All right, let's talk about the meal.
I forgot. Worms. Something about apricots.
I'm about to talk about a mealworm.
So recently, Austin Rivers, you know him? Bob knows him.
No.
Philip, yes. Not Philip. Glenn Rivers' son.
Oh, Doc.
Doc.
Doc Rivers' son.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I quote, "I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA." What do you think
about
that? I'm
going to stop you there.
Yeah.
This has already been discussed.
Yeah,
on
I
new
know.
Heights.
It has. We're not
but
new
not,
heights.
Not to this extent, but they do ask the athletes that come on.
Oh, really? Every time?
Like, do you think you could, not every time, but they'll say, like, do you think you could play another sport?
They've covered this topic.
Yeah. So it was NBA players could be NFL?
Yeah, he said that 30 players right now in the NBA could go in the NFL, but not the other way around.
I disagree.
Why?
I think the NFL has a lot more toughness to it that would integrate well into basketball of how it's played now, as well as, I don't know if you just drop everything. I think there needs to be some sort of training involved for both, but I think a lot of these players coming up did multiple sports and had the option. Like Patrick Mahomes could have went to baseball. He got drafted, right? In mm-hmm. baseball.
And Kyler Murray. And Russell Wilson.
And Russell
yeah.
Wilson, yeah.
So it's... I think that's dumb to say. I think at the end of the day, these are all freak athletes. And it just requires a little bit of tuning to show what you can do.
See, I disagree. I think the skill set that an NBA player has would carry over better to the NFL than an NFL player's skill set to the NBA. If you're thinking about the only positions you could really say that could carry over from the NFL to the NBA, would you say like
or skill positions?
Yeah, like receiver and like DB, right? Would you say? I would say that that's...
And running back.
I think quarterback could be in there as well.
Maybe, yeah. I guess so. We've seen guys like Justin Herbert like dunk in the past too. Like those guys can throw down.
No, they're just freak athletes. True. I think it's just a matter of where your focus is at and what you like to do.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we don't know.
I think if you're athletic enough to make it to the big leagues in most sports, you can do another sport.
I don't know about that.
So if an NBA player went to the NFL, right, he wouldn't be good, right? He wouldn't be a great player, but I think he would be a better NFL player than an NFL player playing in the NBA. They would both not be good at the other sport, but the NBA player's skill set would help them do a little bit better if you could compare the performance of the two. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that both they're very different sports in the way that they're played physically. So I feel like an NBA player couldn't handle the physicality of the NFL. If
True.
They've never played in the NFL before.
And an NFL player.
Video party on the big screen at the Citizens Bank
with
Park?
Who? With
that
who?
That sounds like a YouTube video, bro.
It for just real. Says WIP host.
If you could... Oh, dude, I wonder if it's like John... Like
Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas.
It's Giglio,
it's them?
Dude.
I fucking hate those guys.
You don't like Hugh?
You,
I like
dude,
Hugh.
It'd be
I don't
so
like Joe Giglio.
I don't like Joe
sick
either.
To play on the fucking big
if
screen,
it was,
though.
If it was John Ritchie and fucking... And Joe DeCamera, that would be sick. Dude, I would do that.
The mini golf night is the most expensive auction I've seen on here for 15 grand.
That's crazy, wow. Dude.
But yeah, so I don't think that the NBA, like I said, I don't think NBA players could deal with the physicality of the NFL.
But the NFL players, I feel like the NFL players aren't used to...
I think it's physicality from NBA to NFL, and stamina from NFL to NBA.
For sure. No, for
stamina,
sure.
I don't know about that.
Man. You're doing way more running.
In the NBA.
In the NBA.
Way more.
Dude, yeah, but
when's
you
the last time
so
you...
many breaks in the NFL.
Dude, when's the last time you played a game of full court basketball, dude?
Beats me.
That shit is tiring, bro.
Yeah, but we're not professional athletes.
Yeah, even like, no, dude, it's way more
not
running.
Not like every second, like you're always moving and coming back, but you're getting a little break in between every play.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, a 30 for sure. second break.
Yeah.
Because that's how long the play clock is.
Yeah, but these NBA players aren't full sprinting every time they're playing basketball.
But they're jogging back and forth nonstop.
Yeah, jogging. Who the hell cares? You can run
a
what,
lot of the
5 miles.
A lot of
stopping?
The NFL players aren't.
I can't.
But he can.
They're not. They're not sprinting the like their full speed the whole play either.
Yeah, but think of all the linemen. How heavy they are. They got to bend over. They got to try and tackle another
but
guy.
To be honest, I'm not even thinking of linemen because
well,
I don't think like they
would. Make
well, no,
it.
They wouldn't transfer.
They wouldn't
over.
Make the cut.
No. But still, even. Even getting pushed off the line, I don't think NBA players could deal with that. They
true.
Curl up like little bitches.
That is true. That is true. I
so
feel like any
so
elite...
you're going against the argument of what the statement is.
Yeah, I don't think that the NBA players could play in the NFL. I don't think.
I think
either
there
way.
Are. No, I definitely think they could. Dude, LeBron would have cooked.
I don't
in
know.
In the NFL.
I don't know.
He's
you don't
just
know
a
how fast he is.
Physical specimen.
Yeah, but you don't know how fast he is. You don't know how
he doesn't have to be fast, dude. A lot of people said that
end,
he would
bro?
Just play tight end.
Yeah, any. I feel like so many guys could play a tight end spot from the NBA.
I don't know. Maybe. What about the blocking?
See, they'll probably get fucking
dude,
ran around.
Metcalf in basketball would go crazy.
That would be funny, dude.
It's just like it's such different skill sets. I feel like it's almost incomparable.
In a game against the Memphis last season, James reached a top speed of 17 miles per hour in a fast break.
I don't know what like a average...
I don't know the relative speed to
yeah,
the NFL.
Exactly.
Well, Tyreek Hill can go like 23.
20 plus, yeah.
So,
holy shit.
But he's at like the best of the best, so.
Right, yeah. And when he yeah, I don't know.
Dude, who's going to be the next Tyreek, bro?
Nobody.
I don't
the
think
the guy that the Chiefs just drafted. He's freaking fast, she man.
Yeah.
No, not him. Whoever they drafted, he was the fastest.
Tyreek's
receiver.
In like year 9 or year 10 or something like that.
And he's
still I think you were saying he's still the fastest guy in the league. It's crazy.
I don't know when this is from, but it says LeBron can run a 4.6 40.
That's not that fast.
Yeah.
At all.
That's pretty fast.
I think 4. Point, like players. I feel like 4.25 is like.
No, that's low. 4.3 to 4.4 is like
standard.
Yeah.
Not, we're like good standard, right?
For
like
the
a,
NFL,
yeah.
Not for a normal person.
Comparisons. Oh, this is from when he got drafted, so it's not really anything. But
so
percentile of arm length, vertical jump, and height. LeBron James is in the 99th percentile.
But you also got to think about footwork and
oh,
catchability.
Breaking news.
Shit like that. What?
In the NBA.
What happened?
The MVP was announced.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What?
Oh, my God. Jokic again?
Yep.
What? I didn't get a notification.
I just got it. I just got it.
Dude, it should have been Luka. Luka averaged 34 points.
It should have been Luka.
That's crazy, man.
Should have been Shy.
Either one of them should have won over.
I can't believe I broke the news, you guys. You guys are so late.
I don't have another Luka.
You guys.
Guys, I just got another.
You guys are so late.
Nuggets superstar Nikola Jokic wins. Third career MVP, averaging 26.4, 12.4 rebounds, and 9 assists.
I can't believe it. I just broke that news to you guys. Fucking casuals.
It's
unbelievable.
They're just giving it to him because they're going to get swept by the Timberwolves.
You think so?
Yeah. Anywho, so of the two leagues, which one do you think requires more talent?
Oof.
Which one do you think the humans in each league, which one do you think... are more freaks of nature.
If you...
Freaks of nature? Like, football.
Okay.
Just because they're bigger, I think, right?
Athleticism, I'm talking. Not size and weight and
that's
all that.
Different.
I think
that's a different question.
All right, let's say athleticism.
Well, like I said, I think you're conditioned to have more stamina in the NBA because you are moving so much with less breaks.
So...
I think NFL... relies heavier on size and strength.
In certain positions, I would say, yeah.
I would say pretty much every position besides quarterback. You're getting pushed off the line in every position. Running backs need to be strong to not get tackled.
They don't need to be tall, though.
They don't need to be tall, no. But you need to be strong and
that's
fast.
That's where the NBA and the NFL differentiate. You don't have to be tall to be in the NFL for certain positions. But for most, it helps a lot.
Tell that to Isaiah Thomas, buddy. Tell that to Kyle Lowry, buddy.
So my idea is, or my thinking is...
Tell that to Pablo Sanchez in backyard baseball, buddy.
If you go by the numbers and the amount of players on the common NBA team compared to the NFL, what's their like? I know the NFL has like a 52-man roster, right? Where 52 guys suit up every Sunday.
Yeah.
And the NBA has, what, 12 to 15 guys like suit up?
Yeah, I think it's 15 maybe.
Yeah, but that's why I think
But even then, not all 15 are getting used.
Exactly, but that's so they have a smaller pool, so you have to be better than these 12 to 15 guys to get a position on these teams as compared to the NFL where you can be a third or fourth string like quarterback or kicker or end, you know, like that's not that great. You're just there to fill in a spot and play a role in case two fucking guys get hurt in front of you, you know. That's also why the NBA contracts are so much bigger because they have to pay so many less guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if you have to be a better NBA or basketball player than you can be in the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah. I also think it's a little different in that sense. Because, like, if you need to, you can play any position in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Not every player can play every position in football.
True. That just makes it harder, wouldn't it, for the NBA?
No. I just mean, like, the argument you're making is you have a higher chance to make a team because there's 52 people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a quarterback, there's only 4 spots on the team at most.
And if you're a center, there's, what, 2 guys?
Yeah.
In basketball?
But I mean, depending on how your team plays and how your coach sets up, you can have 2 centers on the court at the same time. There's no dedicated format. You can't have 2 quarterbacks on the field. True. I mean, I guess you can, but that's titled as a different position. Like, LeBron can play 1 through 5
mm-hmm.
if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't put fucking Saquon Barkley in for Jalen Hurts.
True.
So the restriction to position is much smaller than that 52 umbrella.
I think I get what you're saying.
I just mean you're making the statement of you're 1 out of 15 on a basketball team and not 1 out of 52 on a football team, but realistically at your position you're 1 of 6 at a receiver, 1 of 3 at a quarterback.
So my thinking, so if I take it back to the numbers, there's 32 teams in the NBA, I assume?
I don't even know, man. I'm going to be honest.
That's a total of 480 players.
Right.
In the we'll call that an even 5, right? Like an even like 500. 52 players in the NFL times 32, 1,664. I think you in the NBA, I'm going back to the numbers because that's all I got. You have to be better than 500 guys to play in the NBA, right? In the NFL, you only have to be better than 1,600.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but the NFL has such a restriction on the position where you have to be like
the best of the best at that
position.
And you have to be a certain size. You have to be a certain weight. And NBA, you don't got to be a certain weight. You do have to be a certain height to play a specific position, but
mm-hmm.
to be a lineman in the NFL, you have to be over 300 pounds.
Yeah, true.
So it's just like there's restrictions with everything, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that
You think like a lineman, it like a guard can play tackle, you know?
Yeah.
And a center could play guard, a linebacker could play D end,
not as well.
A receiver could play slot,
right? Yeah,
you know, like a tight end could play slot, a DB could play safety.
But I'm just saying you're going off specifically of bulk numbers. I'm going off position numbers.
I get that, but there's also that blending in the NFL as well.
Not when you think of the quarterback as much though.
Yeah, but because there's so many people on the field compared to the NBA. There's so many small, there's such a small amount of number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to use everything you have because there's only five guys out there.
I love five guys.
I don't know.
I love those guys.
I don't know, man. It's a little different. And then it's a big difference for baseball. There's a baseball's lot of way fuckers different. In baseball. You have seven different teams behind your actual team in different countries.
Yeah, true. All the minor leagues and shit like that is brutal.
This thing's got a mind of its own.
I've got a mind of my own. And I'm about to blast it on you.
All right, so final
brain blast.
Final thoughts.
What my final thought is Bob is wrong and I'm right.
No, about...
And you're wrong and
no, that
and
guy's
right.
Wrong and we're right.
What is your thought on NBA versus NFL? Like, which could play... You think they could play each other's sports?
Yes.
Both of them?
Yes.
Not well, but they could.
Okay.
Like I said, at the end of the day, they're all just freak athletes.
True.
It would be fun to watch. They should do that in like the offseason shit like that. Like a basketball game of all the All-Stars.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool for like the Pro Bowl. But they wouldn't play because if someone rolls an ankle, it's dude. Like
the Pro Bowl is kind of turning into that though.
I know. But it would be so cool to watch a basketball game like that of like the guys who know that they can hoop. Like, well, you know, like, what I'm saying?
The big three kind of. There's celebrities in that. And
oh, true. I forgot about that. Yeah. But like... God forbid someone rolls an ankle, dude. It would be the end of it. Like, some huge name, like, rolls an ankle. Like if Patrick Mahomes, like, falls and breaks his wrist, dude.
Get over it.
Like, fucking playing basketball.
How many broken wrists Goodell have you seen in basketball?
I don't know. From guys who don't play every day?
All right, let me end this conversation with this question. If you had the choice to play a
Why do
professional
you look like that?
Sport, which would you play? And what position?
Professional sport.
If I had the choice,
am I a star player at this sport?
You're a starter, yeah.
But like, am I good?
You're a starter.
Okay, so I'm like middle
baseball.
Of the pack. I think I would pick.
Dude,
baseball.
You're chilling so much at baseball.
If I'm a starter, that's half decent. I'm picking baseball, dude.
What position?
I was always a second baseman, so I would play second base.
Dude. Might be pitcher, dude. You're chilling a lot when you're not actually playing.
Yeah, but the day you're on, though, you have to be on.
You don't hit, and you get 5 days off in a row.
But that one day is a lot of work, dude.
And a lot of pressure.
No, dude, a solid bullpen pitcher, dude, might be a sick gig. You come in for, like, two innings.
I'm either taking pitcher in baseball or kicker in the NFL, dude.
Oh, dude, that's,
What about, like, the one you would have the most fun playing? Forget about,
it
like,
would be baseball.
Everything else. Really?
Well, that's just because that's what I grew up playing. And that's what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
Most fun would probably be...
NFL quarterback.
I was probably a quarterback.
But I want to be a good one. I don't want to be a bad one. Because being a bad one probably sucks, dude.
Like, you're a starter.
Okay.
Your
like,
whole career, you're a starter.
Oh, my whole career? Do I...
Until the end.
Okay.
Last 3 years, you tear your ACL.
Am I like a Philip Rivers? Am I like a Philip Rivers who I won't make it to the Hall of Fame, but I play?
Hey, I'm not making stipulations.
I don't know, dude.
You do you.
How long do I play in the league, dude?
14
to
years.
To be honest.
And I'm not in the Hall of Fame 14 years?
I never said you were.
That's Philip Rivers,
making
dude.
Making shit up.
That's brutal.
I never said that.
I might take a linebacker.
Really?
Yeah. Laying dudes out, dude.
I
the field general?
Fucking hit dudes. Dude.
That'd be fun, yeah.
I don't have to chase after these fast fuckers on defense, and I just got to get to the quarterback or the running back, and I just get to fucking smash somebody, dude.
So you don't want to be a coverage linebacker?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Yeah, that seems...
Yeah, DN is probably pretty sick, too. It's like the same gig.
I don't want to be right on the line, though. I want to get, like, a head start.
Oh, you want to, like, jump over people?
Yeah.
Who did that? Was that Urlacher who would jump over people?
No,
Palamalu. He would jump over the line.
Jeez, man.
I think they banned that play, right? Like, you can't jump the line now?
You can jump the line. You can't touch anybody, though.
Oh, you have to fucking clear them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's badass.
That is.
I want to see that. I think teams were trying that against us when we were doing tush push. I think they were trying to time it and jump us. Uh-huh. So it didn't work.
Crazy. All right. Another round?
Yeah.
Another
I like round. That topic. That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that, too. That
was... Yeah, fuck whoever said that. What was it? Doc's son?
Austin.
Yeah, fuck that
guy. Oh, by the way, just as a side note, J.J. Watt responded to that and said, "You don't got a job in either right now. Go ahead and try it."
Damn.
That's a clapback.
Yeah, dude, it is.
I feel like, before we end that real quick, I feel like a lot of tight ends could do both. Tight end is just a good physical, like,
where you have to
usually
be fast
pretty
and big.
Big.
Yeah.
See, to me,
pretty
I feel
fast
like,
to be on the receiving end, pretty big to block.
I feel like a receiver, if anything, would do better at both.
A receiver would probably excel the most at basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Like I said, like a DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Or like
AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Just the biggest ones.
Stocky, tall, fucking big
freak.
Fucker that can jump high.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We're not done.
Oh, shit.
We got to eat a beer, drink a part two.
Oh, shit. We're squeezing it in real quick.
I'm put you in a fucking blender.
We're squeezing it in.
Put your fingers in a blender and fucking drink them up, you little fucking sass.
That's the blender.
This is me chewing on it. Why is it chunky?
Oh, shit.
Huh? Did he throw up?
Oh, wait. What
why is it chunky?
What is that from?
I don't know.
I know that. What is that from?
That's just a me and you thing.
What is it, though?
Come on, bro.
Oh, what is it?
Me and Sean.
Oh.
We eat at the fucking Chocolate Emporium in Universal, right? We go we go into the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
We're going to the bathroom together.
Right next to you.
In the bathroom at a urinal. I'm pissing. And I'm just random. Oh, why is it chunky while I'm pissing? Oh,
dude,
why is it chunky?
All right, eat a bit of drink
and
part
then
two.
That fucking place made me sick.
Oh, yeah, you had a bad night, man. You were up all night.
The Chocolate Emporium?
Yeah, have you been there?
No.
The place is dope, but...
It's cool. The drinks are not good. The food is mediocre, and it made me sick to my stomach, and I stayed up having like thrown up.
And then road rides the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's badass.
Yeah. I wasn't ruining my vacay.
Nah. All right, so eat a beer, drink a part two.
Part two.
This is going to be quick. I don't think it's going to take
So is this long. Quick hits or eat a beer, drink a part
two? It's quick eat. Quick eats.
Quick hits.
Quick eats. Coke versus Pepsi.
Coke, done. Next.
Repeat.
Why?
Pass it on.
That was so easy.
I have a good reason. Coke products in general.
Better.
Don't get flat as fast.
I don't know the science behind that, but I feel like I agree with
it. So, in growing up, I grew up.
Once or twice.
I lived in a Pepsi household.
Oh,
but my grandparents were a Coke household.
Oh, nah,
so,
why did Coke always taste better at your grandparents' house? Was that a fact for you? Because that's a fact for me.
Well, you had Coke at his grandparents?
Yes, it was delicious. No, dude.
I don't know what you're speaking on. But
it always
tasted
better at your grandparents' house.
So I grew up in a Pepsi household, but my grandparents always had Coke. So I drank a lot of Pepsi growing up, and I tend to just leave it and forget about it and then want to come back
and
have some more. And it's flat, and it's bad when it's flat.
Yeah.
But Coke... I don't know how they do it. There's some sort of magic in there.
The extra bubbles.
There's always bubbles still in Coke. You have to let that shit sit for a long time to not be carbonated anymore. And also, I will say, if you buy Pepsi in a plastic bottle and you put the top back on and you put it back in the fridge and then you drink it again, it tastes better.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
It's like fine wine. It has to like ferment.
Because my mom would always do that. She would do the same thing as me, but she would have a bottle, like if we went out somewhere, and she would get a bottle and not finish it in the car and bring it aside and put it in the fridge, and then she'd be like, I'm not drinking the rest of that. It tastes nasty. And I'll be like, that's mine now. That shit tastes better.
I think it was also, do you think it because your home fridge was colder than the Wawa fridge, or like wherever you bought it?
I don't
so
know.
It came out colder than when you originally bought it? Because I feel like there's something to that.
No, it definitely has something to do with the amount of bubbles in there. And I can't put my finger on it, but it feels like sometimes when you crack open a fresh soda, it's hard to drink.
It hurts a little bit?
It hurts a little bit, yeah. Like
you have to get
like one swig and be like, oh shit, fucking,
it's like
burn on the
way
down.
Yeah, dude. Like especially like from a bottle too, where there's no air that gets in it when you like take a sip.
Anyway, Coke.
Yeah,
just
done
because
deal.
Of the flatability.
flattability.
No, but that's a reason behind it. I'm giving you a reason. I think it tastes better.
And yeah, I like the Coke products more.
We're just talking Coke.
Yeah.
Just Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Coke is better. And their products.
We're not talking about the products.
And the Coke.
Just the Coke.
And their products.
And the Coke store in Disney, too. There's a Pepsi store.
Yeah. The Coke store is sick. The Coke store is sick.
What is
it's the, hard not oh, to buy yeah. a lot of Coke merch in there.
What the fuck do you mean? The fucking four-story fucking, yeah.
We did the flight.
That shit was
we did, too.
Painful.
It was so bad.
That shit was
dude, some were bad. There were some that were
dude,
good.
We would all try them, and Sean would drink. We'd be like, Sean, this one's for you. Drink the fucking
dude,
rest
talk about a tummy ache,
bro,
though. Dude, talk about a tummy ache.
I had to leave.
My stomach, and him had to leave to take a shit, yeah. like, 10 minutes after drinking.
I did that too. That shit was,
so was
crazy,
bloated,
dude.
So bloated. Most of my life, it was insane.
Most of, I'm so bloated to this day.
And then you have to go walk around Disney and shit too. Yeah. Is fucking brutal, dude.
We
in the
at,
sun.
We were at Disney Springs, and it was nighttime.
I think that's where the Coke store is, right?
There's yeah. one in Epcot too.
Oh, see, I went to the Springs one too.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that place is dope.
It was cool. It's hard to not buy a lot of Coke merch. I was like, I can't. I got a hat. I got like a hat.
Dude, I got fucking swindled, dude. I fucking went up to buy a shirt, and that shit was $75. And I thought the bag was the expensive part because I was buying them at the same time. So I just bought it, and then I looked at the receipt, and I was like, "What the fuck?" The bag was like $30, and the shirt was $75.
They had the sickest crew neck there, that was like $100, and I was about. And I was about to buy it, but they didn't have it in my size. And I was like, I can't
dude,
justify
where the
this.
Fuck
it was like
is
a size too.
Shirt?
It was
it
like a size
jersey?
Too small.
No.
I thought you had a Coke jersey.
I wanted to get the jersey, but I didn't get it.
I have a hat. We have coasters. I think I have like a magnet. I was buying a bunch of shit, and I was like, wait, I can't have all this Coke shit in my house. I was like, this is too much Coke shit to have in my house.
But it's so cool.
I know. It's all so fucking cool.
They're so good at designing. I don't get it. I have like a black long sleeve with like, it's in a bunch of different languages on the back.
Uh-huh.
Don't know where it is now that I'm talking about it, and I'm kind of mad.
They have sick merch, dude.
They have sick merch.
All right, so Coke
Pepsi
it is.
Can't hang.
Pepsi yeah. can't, apparently. It does taste better. I don't know what it is. They're very similar, but...
So you say Coke too?
Oh.
It does.
I thought you were talking about Pepsi.
I do like Pepsi Cherry, though.
But I can call Pepsi Beppis, and I do like that.
I do like saying Beppis. Amanda hates when I say Beppis.
I think I have a little Beppis.
Beppis, wild cherry is good, though.
It
might be better than Coke Cherry.
Dude, fucking Pepsi Cherry, when you used to be able to sit down at a Pizza Hut, went crazy.
Ooh, in those red cups
mm-hmm.
with the ice.
Wait, while we're speaking on Coke, have you had the new Coke Spiked?
No.
What?
There's a new
coffee one?
No.
Oh. I saw the coffee one.
It's Coke Spiked.
Is
the
it good?
Coffee Coke fucking blows.
Is it the Jack and Coke?
I don't know what it is.
There's
not
a
alcoholic.
Jack Daniels.
No, it's not alcoholic.
Then why is this thing spiked?
I don't know. Oh, spiced. Spiced.
Oh,
Coke spiced.
What the
oh,
hell?
I have had that.
It's pronouncing
his
C's wrong.
What? You don't like it?
Dude, I think this goes a lot in line along with like opening it fresh and it already being kind of like hard to put down. It makes it worse. It makes it harder to drink.
It's even
what?
Spicier.
It's even spicier.
I never had it.
Well, so you worked at AMC.
I did.
You've had the Coke Frosty?
Mm-hmm.
Icy? It tastes like a melted Coke Icy. If you ever have it again,
I don't really
think about
fuck
that.
With the Coke Icy. So.
Yeah, give me Blue Icy.
Blue Icy all day.
Or like one of the Phantom ones are pretty good.
How can you be a Coke enthusiast?
What do you mean?
Do you own a Coke bag? Then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
My
fuck. Yeah, where's all your Coke merch?
Yeah.
Where's all your Coke merch?
Jack my swag. She bought the same bag as me in a different color.
It's a different color, man.
Dre? It's the same bag.
Stole my whole fucking flow.
Dre?
That's me.
I'm lost.
He's screen time
screen
low.
Screen time.
All right, let's get another round going. I'm sick of this.
Please.
Yes.